Head coach of the Beavers, Brent Bolte, with us right now on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Brent, congratulations. 3-0 on the season, but maybe that says what we're all expecting this team to do and what we've seen you guys do. 45-17, and you guys had a lot of areas where you could have been better.
We were awful at times tonight, and I'll be honest with you, I was pretty frustrated with our team. The bright spot was probably our special teams. I thought they did a really, really good job. I thought Ike did a really, really good job putting the ball and placing it on kickoffs. But, yeah, we got to just clean things up. There's too many penalties and missed opportunities.
Well, you got great field position, obviously, to start the game, and you were able to take advantage of it and get out to that early lead, something you've done every game. How important is it to get out to that early lead?
Yeah, I thought defensively we played okay, minus giving up one big play and a couple short fields and turnovers. But, again, we feed off each other, and the offense just couldn't get in rhythm at times. And give Wayne State credit, but we can do better on offense. And, yeah, we scored a lot of points, but they're a pretty frustrated group at the end of the game, just knowing they could play better.
Gunnar Olszewski out midway through the game. Your defense changes without that playmaker, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit different, but all of those guys, you got to remember, Contreras was a starter last year, rotated in. Traub played started the last seven games, so we do have some depth there. But Gunnar was almost ready to go back in, and we were like, hey, shut it down. So hopefully he'll be okay, and we'll see what happens with Doc tomorrow.
Well, you took that timeout before the half, and they were driving. How clutch was it that your defense was able to stop them?
Yeah, it's a big momentum change, holding them a field goal instead of a touchdown there. So we responded after giving up the big play, which we had a coverage bust, and then to go down there and do a good job on the goal line. That was good. And we had a really bad call on. I don't know who was calling the defense at that point. So we were able to the adjust, and the kids did a nice job down there.
Well, it clearly looked like a coverage breakdown, but Nico Daniello saved you 4 points by tracking him down at the very end there.
Certainly did. And he, you know, we do play hard. You know, sometimes right now we're not as disciplined as we need to be, but the kids play hard. They play very physical brand. So I'm proud of them about that. But just the turnovers and the penalties obviously are on my mind right now. So, but hey, 45-17, we'll take it.
Yeah,
3-0,
yeah,
so
yeah, exactly.
Take a deep breath, right?
Coaches will accept a aggressive penalty. You guys had 5, maybe 6 penalties on wide receivers pre-snap.
Yeah.
Those are ones that you just can't have.
Yeah, it's really inexcusable, to be honest with you. And we actually have addressed it during practice because it's been an issue. So, you know, that's the deal. Our kids got to lock in. We talked to the officials before the game. They told us what they were going to warn us, and they called exactly what they said they were going to do. So either we got to get smarter players or smarter coaches to make sure we address it. So we'll be talking a lot about this.
Well, you mentioned at the top, Coach, the kicking game, and sometimes that's very underrated and goes underappreciated, but Isaac Onrud has really done a great job for you guys, not just with, you know, the extra points and the field goals, but, I mean, field position makes a big difference. His punts have been outstanding, and his kickoffs have been great.
He's been great in all facets of the game, so he did a nice job kicking, punting. He hammered the ball on his punts tonight, which was probably the best that he's done all year on that. So really proud of that kid. He's done a nice job stepping up.
Well, Jordan Hine had a couple of picks of his own. Coach, for you, you don't usually see him do that. What was it about Wayne's defense that they were seeing out of Hine?
You know, I don't really know for sure if it was anything that they were doing special or he just missed the coverages, which he was so locked in a week ago. And he played okay in the first half. He had the bad throw, but he got away with a couple bad balls too. So he knows it. He was a little frustrated too, but he's a competitor. He'll bounce back, and we just got to take care of the ball better.
Hey, learning moments when winning is always better than learning moments when losing.
Very true. Very true. So that's happy that we got the W, that's for sure.
See you on the road next week. Should be a fantastic one.
Can't wait.